I haven't even had a chance to tell you what it's all about today, and we've got a phone call already. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian. It's only Mark.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
Now, I've been following this story.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the school.
Right, let's just fill everybody in, just in case they're tuned in.
Yeah.
There's been a situation that's erupted this week to do with Ryde Academy and the uniform, the rules that were in place, and now they're basically saying that we're going to put this in place now for sure, and you've got to dress this way, otherwise we're going to put you in isolation and so on and so forth. And if you need to buy a new uniform, then you have to, even though you've got 4 weeks of the term, only 4 weeks out of the term left to go.
Right.
Does that sum it up?
Yeah, about that, isn't it? Now, this geezer who's come in here, he's a new one, isn't he?
He's new to this school, but he's well known in other areas
of
the country.
What I'm
yeah.
He's new to this school, isn't he? So he's come down with 4 weeks left and said, right, you're all going to dress like this, isn't he? Basically, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
If you don't, we're going to have a little squad there checking you out. Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's right so far, isn't it?
Kind of, because, what has been, it's kind of a mystery. It's almost like, okay, from now until the end of term, there is how many weeks left? There probably is 3 or 4, possibly 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But apparently when the letter and the warning was sent out, it was in May, which then adds another 4 weeks to that 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay.
So it's
right,
not
well,
strictly true.
So really, it's a bit immaterial, isn't it? You've got, say, a month left at school. Now, this fella wants you to buy a new uniform, doesn't he? That's what he's saying.
If you have to, if you need to.
If you need to. So why are these kids getting pulled to one side, like my mate's kid was?
Right.
Yeah? Pulled to one side. They... When you wash things, things deteriorate, don't they?
They do.
Now, he's still in his uniform, but it's not up to that standard that this geezer wants. So he's taken to one side, and he's put in with these other 30 kids.
Can I ask why he has? You know, so we understand why. Is
because the trousers weren't as black or as grey or whatever colour it as they should be.
Right, so they were school trousers, and because they've been washed...
They're in their uniform, mate.
So
they're old.
Let me just make sure that this is clear. This guy's got a pair of trousers, they were school trousers, and because they've been washed so many times, they faded slightly.
They faded.
Right, okay.
Right, so you pulled the one side. Now you're putting this with other kids as well. Now this fella, is he absolutely nuts? I'm not messing about him. You've got 25% of kids going to school hungry. And yet this fella is worried about a poxy uniform.
See, I can see
now,
both sides.
I can see why the press are getting all over this. Because stupid people like this should not be in the schools. They're there to teach the kids, not what they look like. If them kids are in uniform, they're in bleeding uniform, mate, aren't they?
Yeah, okay. Now, there's something else that's come to light today, which is interesting. But just to backtrack, before we come to that, I mean, I don't think we've had the complete and absolute truth of all this, because someone's kind of bending the truth a little bit, i.e., people are saying that it's 4 or 5 weeks or 4 weeks till the end of term. It's not. When they got that letter, it was apparently this letter was written in May, so it would have been 8 weeks. So that's not quite. Whether you think it's immaterial or not,
Ian, is a uniform going to matter that much in 8 weeks?
Well,
come on.
I just hear me out though. The facts are. This is what I'm trying to say. If they've got that, or that's been misconstrued, what else has been misconstrued?
Well, put it this way: say 8 weeks.
Okay.
You've got people sending their kids to school who can't even feed them. before they go to school. Mm-hmm. And this geezer's turning around and saying, you've got to get a new uniform.
I completely agree with that, and I was one of the people that banged on about this at the early stages of this year, saying how disgusting it is. We've got 25% of our kids going to school, and they're going to school hungry because they are living beneath the poverty line. And it is, it's dreadful. On the other side of the coin is, I'm sat here, and I find myself incredibly lucky because I had a son and not a daughter. I'm just looking at the picture that's been used in all of this, and I don't know whether this is a local girl or whether this is a girl that is actually at school, or they've just taken this picture off the net. I have no idea. But this skirt is halfway up this girl's thigh. Maybe it's me being old-fashioned, but I kind of feel a little bit sort of, if that was my daughter, I would raise an eyebrow. Wouldn't you?
Ian, that's what they do now. You're always on about moving on with the times. That's what the kids do now.
But
what you're going to do, put it back under the knee,
having,
or no knee showing. Or
having said that, what I was going to say is also, on the other side of it, hey, kids have got legs, deal with it.
That's exactly it, mate, isn't it? I really, honestly, can't understand where this bloke's coming from. And all he's doing, he's putting people under pressure who are already under pressure.
Sure.
What, for 2 months?
I did say this on Facebook yesterday, that I kind of agree with what they're trying to do, but I don't agree with the timing of it. They should have done this last September, or this coming, you know, the end of this term.
But that's it. How long's this geezer been in the job?
Well,
is he going in there like, look, I'm an iron fist, don't mess about with me?
Do you remember a couple of years ago, Mark, there was a lady that went into the Carisbrook High School? I think it was known as the Carisbrook High School then. I think it was her name was Shaheen Khan Jones.
Yeah, I remember her. And she soon buggered off, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. But you know, there's a lot more to it than perhaps you know about. I mean, you know, she didn't get the support of the teachers that she had, and there were a number of people that actually did support her, but were in no position to. It's interesting when you've got a lady that comes in and says, "Right, we're banning mobile phones in schools." And you think, well, hang on a minute, you're banning, that's good luck with that one, but I agree with it.
No, I agree with that.
But she got crucified.
I can understand what you're saying. And now I do agree with that. They shouldn't have mobile phones in school, they're there to learn. But this is totally different, Ian. This ain't about an application. These are kids who are going to school, they're in their bleeding uniforms. But because they're not up to a standard, you're taken away. So straight away, there's all the rest of the school saying, right, that's the poor mob over there. Straight away. You can see it like a smack in the face. And they're probably the poor little sods who are going to school with no food in their belly.
Yeah, but do you know what? I think I agree with what you're saying about people now having to buy a new uniform. I agree with that. I don't dispute that whatsoever. But I think this goes a little bit deeper, and I think very people have been very careful about how they use their words. And I've just clocked some of the quotes. Obviously, there, you know, Dr. Rory Fox, the head teacher of Ride Academy, said skirts must be worn to the knee, and that trousers cannot be close fitting. Now, I think we all know what this is about, but obviously they're not coming out and making it absolutely 100% clear. Now, I don't have an issue with that. Skirts to the knee and jeans or trousers not too close fitting. Now, I don't have an issue with that now, but when you put that in right smack bang in the middle of a term and towards the final term, people are going to have issues. Now, what is the ruling? What do we all believe? What do we all think? Do we think that that's a fair? Just take the timing out of it. It's a new term. You're going to send your granddaughter to school. You have the control, and they say to you, right, skirts must be worn to the knee, and by the way, you know, you can't wear close-fitting trousers. Do you agree with that or not?
Well, what close-fitting trousers? Do you know any boys that walk around like with real tight jeans on now?
Yes.
They're all bad around their
house. No, honestly, they do. You know, they wear, the people wear the big baggy stuff. They also wear the tight stuff as well. Hang on a sec there, Mark. Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate.
Hello, Keith. Just hang on a sec there. We're just chatting to Mark.
Okay, mate. Hello, Mark.
So, I mean, just say, for instance, it's the start of the new year,
right,
and you've...
If it's the start of the new year, yep. And that's the rules, you do the rules. Don't you?
Yes.
Simple as that. If I've got a girl, right, the rules say here, you've got to have your skirt that high. Well, that's how high you're having it.
But it's my understanding. You're in agreement, but it's my understanding that these rules have been in place for the last 3 years and not been adhered to.
Right, so this geezer has come in, and 2 months before the end of term, you're going to do it now, and you're going to do it, and now you've got, like, a fashion squad there.
Mm.
But then, to me, it's just mental. There's a new bloke coming, he's trying to put his thing down, isn't he?
He probably is.
Well, fair play to him, but he could have done it at the start of the new year.
I agree.
Give the people a chance, especially the people who have got kids going to school with no food in their belly and can't afford to do it.
Now, there's a quote here. Let me just even things up, because Helen Smith from Ryde has a 14-year-old daughter. She was sent home twice on the same day. The school had an inset day on Monday, and they spent the whole day trying to find a new skirt. They finally bought one for £8 and thought it would be perfect. It was knee length. But when she went to the school, she was immediately sent home because they said her skirt was too short. It was the perfect size. It wasn't too short. I wouldn't have bought it otherwise, quote
from
Mum.
There you go, and that's what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing off of my mates over there. And all I've said to them, and this might be a bit flippant, yeah, send them all to school in a burqa. What's he going to do then? Is he going to send them all home? No, we've all converted to Muslim. What's he going to do? Now, that is flippant.
Mm.
But what's that geezer going to do then?
Well, it'd be interesting
to
see.
No, that is how stupid it is, Ian.
It's. Do you know what? I'm asking the question now. Why is this such a big story?
Exactly. Why is it such a big story? I'll tell you why. Because them 30 kids that have been put away in there, the parents have got the amp. They've not got the bleeding money to do it, mate, and it's as simple as that.
But let's be honest, there's lots of people on the Isle of Wight that have got the ump and not got the money about certain things, but all of a sudden this story has escalated. The Telegraph have got it, the County Press have run the story, and I'm just wondering whether most of the stuff that...
Well, it is. I'll tell you why they're running this.
Go on.
It's all to do with Birmingham, it's all to do with that. It's trying to show up these stupid people that you've got running the schools. They should be there to teach the kids, not about what they're bleeding wearing. They should be worried about whether they're eating and learning.
Okay,
not some bleeding uniform.
What would you say to this then? Discipline in school. This is from Kevin Barclay J. Discipline in school begins with uniform. We all cry about the lack of discipline, how the young have no respect, how our system is failing us, and here we are, a school enforcing uniform, discipline and respect. Good on them. What would you say to that?
That's a load of cobblers.
Right.
Over here in France, they don't wear uniforms. And you look at the statistics from what they learn here to what they learn over there. This country's far higher than what you've got over there at the moment. It's all about the teachers, not a uniform, not this, that and the other. It's all about the teachers and the people behind the teachers, which are the parents. And it's as simple as that.
Okay, good point,
so
well made.
He's saying usual old cobblers, really, old Kev, really, isn't he?
Right, okay.
All right. I'll let you get on, Keith.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Mark.
I'll see you later.
Cheers, mate. See you later. 12:21, if you want to give us a call, you can, 240666. But right now, we've got Dr. Keith.
Dr. Keith. If you look just hop on the bench, please, and remove your underwear.
I'm not wearing any.
All right, that's even better.
Thanks.
So, Ian, you've got yourself a job now. You're not a radio presenter.
Yeah.
You work for a bank, right?
Okay, it's my
and
salary.
You've got a very respectable job and position in that bank.
Yeah.
And you have to wear a uniform, don't you?
Yes.
So if you went to work, say, no, sorry, oh, excuse my French, if you've been to work, say, oh, damn it, you know, I'm just going to wear my jeans today, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
They say, oh, no, you can't get worked, not working today, you're not getting paid, go home.
Mm.
It's the same principle, mate. The school is there to teach you to go on into life, yeah? Mm. To learn respect, to learn the rules, and to abide by them. Now, you say people can't afford to buy these uniforms, right? How many of those parents are spending £8 a day on a packet of cigarettes?
Be interesting to know how many.
I know there's one in three that's now using the food bank.
Yeah.
And the country is in crisis. But, got to get priorities right, Ian.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You've got to get priorities right. They're there in a uniform for a reason. It's there to learn to have self-respect and respect.
It sort of kind of comes off the back of what they've issued as a statement, that the governors and staff are conscious that we are preparing students for the world of work, and it's important that our students understand the importance of managing their appearance and working within the framework of a dress code.
Exactly. Now, you know, people are going to hate me for this and they're going to slate me for it. But how many people have you seen just left school and they got a dirty, great big earring in their ear, the size of a dinner plate, that's made a hole in the ear? You know, they got studs and God knows what all over their face. They haven't got a hope in hell of getting a job.
Do you know what, Keith? You said people will hate you for it and hound you for it. I respect you for saying it.
It's true, mate.
It is absolutely true. Just
back
hang on.
Back in 1983, 84, I applied for a job, believe it or not, with Tesco.
No.
Believe it or not. They were talking 30 years ago.
What irony.
I know, being a lorry driver. And I didn't get the job. Do you know why?
Go on.
I got tattoos on my hands.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got tattoos on my hands. If it come down to just the cuff level, I'd have been okay because I got a wore shirt. But now you see people in jobs, they got tattoos on their faces in. And you're there trying to have a conversation with them, and you're thinking, what the hell have you done to your face?
Yeah.
You know?
I must admit, I'm with you. I'm kind of, no, it's not old-fashioned. I just think it's respect.
No.
But you know what we had?
We all have tribal values, don't we? You know,
yes.
When we were young, like football fans, what team do you support? I was a biker, one of my mates was a mod, that sort of thing.
Mm.
As you're growing up, you become into a tribe.
That's right. Hang on a sec there, Keith.
Yes, just,
hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Just
hang
Jackie.
On a, just hang on a sec there, we're sorting out Keith. Tribal.
Yeah.
You were part of a rocker, other people
were
mods.
Well, yeah, I was a greaser, a biker, yeah, whatever you want to call them, rockers.
Yeah.
And my mate was a mod, we got on, you know, gas on fire. But if we were out on an evening and he was with his gang and I was with my gang, you know, what could you do?
No.
You had to hit each other and just walk away.
Do you know what? It's really bringing things to a head.
Yeah.
Because things have changed and we do have to move
on.
But what's acceptable and what's not? That's what we've got to ask ourselves.
You on the island there, you lot on the island have got it absolutely easy. I can name schools on the mainland here that's got security guards that are searching your kids on the way in. You ain't got that over there, mate, have you?
Not yet, no.
No, that's what I mean. So, you know, are you being a tester with this teacher?
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's something not quite right about this story. I'm not saying it's not happening, but there must be reasons why this was tipped off and is now big national news.
Another thing is how are the teachers dressed? Do we know how the teachers are dressed? Are they all spick and span or...?
Interesting question.
Yeah.
No one's actually mentioned that yet, but it will be interesting to go in. Just say, for instance, we could go in and do a spot check and say, right, okay, have you got cleavage on show? Because if you have, this isn't the standard that we accept. You know, that shouldn't be right.
I know one school over here that you're not allowed to wear jewellery, and that includes pierced ears.
Yeah, no.
You've got to take their earrings out.
Do you know what? I think, Jackie backed me up here, there used to be that saying, and you probably remember it as well, Keith, that old saying, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Three R's.
Which wasn't the three R's at all. And it kind of loses any respect that people would have. Yes. I think they should just have the two R's and bring back respect and responsibility.
Yeah, and respect themselves. You know, like I said, there's no way I would even, you know, tolerate having a tattoo on my face. What's all that about? Or what's that all about, I should say?
Yeah.
You know, like I say, you know damn well you have that done. You've got no chance in social at all, in the social life, have you?
Mm.
Anyway, I'll let Jackie have a go. Good to hear you, Jackie.
Thanks for your call, Keith.
All right, Ian.
Cheers now. Bye.
Bye.
Jackie, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Keith. It, it does school, when you get to school, I think that's where you start to have to learn to conform to see you through adult life. And also, I think uniform is a great leveller. Whilst they're on about can't afford uniform, if there's no uniform, they vie to have the latest fashion, which is a lot more costly to parents, you know, for the kids don't want to be left out. So uniform's a huge leveller. Everybody looks the same, and there is nobody got anything better on than you have. The jewellery thing, I agree with Keith. When I was at school, we were allowed to wear a St. Christopher or a watch, and I think we were allowed to wear a cross. I went to a Catholic, I went to a convent school, so they were the only concessions. But we had to have our skirts a certain length, and they would have spot checks and make us kneel down, and our skirt had to touch the floor when we were kneeling down. But, of course, even then, there were still the girls that wanted to hitch them up. And they, you know, it's the world over, that's girls, that's young teenage girls the world over. But I think you've just got to learn that's what you have to do. And you were right by saying that people moan about no respect and it's all lacking. Directly someone tries to introduce some, they all kick up about it.
Yeah.
But I do think his timing is out, if that's the case. If he had said, as from September...
Absolutely. I think that's the only...
..what the uniform will be.
Mm.
And there might well be, we don't know. I know in lots of schools, there is like a second-hand uniform... bank, isn't there, where, because children grow out of things very quickly, often before they wear out, so, you know, there might well be a skirt that a girl's shot up 6 inches in a term, and the parent can hand that into the school, and that could be used for somebody in lesser circumstances that can't afford.
Okay, hang on a sec there, Jack, I just need to see who's on the other line. Hi, who's this?
It's only me again.
Hang
is
on a
sec. Is Jackie still there?
Yes, she is.
Here, Mark.
Hi, Jack.
How are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm fine.
Now, I just want to say one thing, right? Keith was just on about people, this, that and the other. Four people that I know are using the food bank, yeah?
Yeah.
Four people I know can't afford to get this new uniform, but the kids are in uniform. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, how do they do it then? Well,
they
can't
don't
afford
eat.
It and they are.
She doesn't eat to get the uniform for the kids.
I'm not sure. I mean, the food banks, again, they are like anything else. Anything that helps underprivileged people is good. But I'm almost, perhaps I'm cynical, but I think those food banks are abused.
Jen.
And I think that people who are quite able to buy food probably are... Those that can work the system are working that system as well.
Right, Jackie, can I tell you something?
Mm?
I know two of these girls are working.
Yeah?
They're working. They're getting the bare minimum. They haven't got enough. They haven't got enough. That's why the food bank have took them on. And they're working.
I can't understand that. Maybe I am naive. Maybe I am
I don't think you're naive. But I don't think really understand what this is causing now, and I think that's why these people are kicking up now.
I honestly cannot believe that. This is where I think maybe I'm naive, and I apologise to anybody if I'm not going to upset them. I cannot honestly believe that parents cannot afford a packet of cornflakes and a bottle of milk to give their children a breakfast.
When they've
that's
got a
not
paid
going
rent.
To break the bank.
When
you don't have to buy
rent.
The brand names. You can go to Lidl's, you can go to Aldi's. You can live very inexpensively. Bread isn't a lot
saying.
Of money. You don't have to buy the very top-notch bread. If you can't afford it, you buy the cheapest you can, toast and butter, or toast and Marmite, or something like that. That's breakfast, isn't it? Something
that's
inside
what,
them.
That's what
it's
two of
cheaper
these people
than giving them
doing.
Money to go and buy crisps
Jack,
and rubbish like that.
This is what two of these people are doing. Now, one of them, I've got to be honest with you, one of them was the biggest drinker I ever knew. Yeah, this girl. Now, she's stopped that. She's got herself a drink. She don't smoke. She don't do any vices at all. It's all for her kids.
Yeah.
And she goes to work, and yeah, she still has to use a food bank. And now you've got this geezer coming in saying that uniform is not good enough.
But I did wonder, as I said, whether there is some kind of used uniform outlet within the school that could be, you know, could be sort of used. I don't know. I mean, as Ian said, we don't know the whole story. But I do feel that his timing is out. And I think he should have said, as from the September 2014 term, this is our uniform policy.
Do you know what I think? You know, the issues are, I'm going to sound like a broken record. I think the issues are that we get a very mixed message and probably not a truthful message from our media. Because what I would love to see is those people that you've just mentioned, Mark, a cameraman round there saying, right, talk us through your general week, if you don't mind. If it's not too intrusive, talk us through your life.
You know what? I'd love it. To follow one of them around, but they ain't going to go on the telly, Ian, because they're proud.
No, exactly, and I say that's what I would ask if it's not too intrusive. The trouble is, though, Mark, and we've all seen these programmes, what television companies are doing now, all they want to do is shock you. All they want you to do is watch the television. They're not interested in factual things. You know, I remember seeing this family that were supposedly working. And they were getting money as well for this, that and the other. And this guy only did 3 hours a week. And he was talking you through his life and how little they had. And, you know, basically he was in bed. He couldn't even be bothered to get out of bed. And he was in bed with a blanket up over his shoulders. And he was telling people that he only did 3 hours a week because if he did any more, he wouldn't get the benefits that he got. Yeah, he was actually playing on a PlayStation.
Oh, I know, yeah.
He had the television that was huge. The point I'm trying to make is that most people in Britain would have seen that and thought, that's a blimmin' lie. It's not truthful. If you go round to someone's house that is really struggling, really on their uppers, and do a truthful assessment of their life, people like us three would have a better idea of what is really going on.
Well, all I can say is as I said, I've got mates there who are in it now, and they're using the food bank, and this one has just done them.
Yeah, not everybody is abusing. Of course they're not, but I do feel there must be an element of the benefit workers, if you like, that know exactly how to use everything to their advantage, because we've been stung and we're still being stung by people that have affected our life horribly by using the benefit system against us, and we can't touch them. But not everybody is like that. That's the thing. And unfortunately, like Ian said, these programs bring out the worst of all the types of people, and you do forget that there are some really half decent folks who are struggling and do genuinely need their benefits, but you don't hear about them.
No,
this is what I'm saying.
It doesn't cause an argument.
No, it's not sensational.
No, it's not.
No, what I'm trying to say is, these people are working.
Yeah,
and paying their way as much as they can, and then get hit with this.
But I do feel that society today, we're so kind of hooked on stuff that you can just go and buy and pop in the microwave. If people actually went back to basics, I mean, how the hell did our parents manage in the war? How did my mother manage in the war with my father away, three children to feed, and just rationing? They did it. The mothers did it then. Because
they
were inventive and they cooked and they made things go a long way. Now, if it's not sort of so convenient for you, convenient food is very expensive. If you go and buy, you can go and buy like a packet of mince, now that will feed a family for a week because pasta's not expensive, potatoes aren't expensive. You can, but you've got to stand in that kitchen, you've got to peel a potato, you've got to peel an onion, you've got to peel a carrot. It's not expensive
to
feed yourself.
That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. But when the rent comes in and the electric bill comes in and that comes in, you don't pay your rent, you lose your roof. It's as simple as that.
Yes, well, we've got an ongoing problem again with that, like we did last year with the tenant. She hasn't paid her rent since November. We've got to go to court to get her out.
But that's what I'm saying. This doesn't happen now.
She
doesn't
sit there as long as she likes.
Do you know what's really sad in all of this? There will be those people that are involved in this situation at the school, and somebody would have tipped off the newspapers, and the newspapers are now involved, and the newspapers have highlighted this story. They've highlighted the story, okay? There's been a bit of a bun fight. Everyone's having an argument about it. But what they won't highlight is the fact that the four people that you know are on they have to use the food banks and so on. They won't highlight that because
they're
not
interesting, are they? For the
no, they won't. And as I say, the sad thing is, in about 5 days' time, this will be fish and chip paper, or it would have been if they hadn't have outlawed it. And no issues. No issues would have been addressed. Those people will still be using the food banks. Those other people will still be struggling and wanting some kind of help. But no one cares. No one cares because all they worry about is selling their newspapers with their stories that are probably a little bit inaccurate enough to sensationalise. That's all they're doing.
I definitely agree with you there.
That's right.
I can't not agree with you there. But what I'm saying is to Keith, like he's saying about, they're all this and they're on food bank, mate, exactly the same as you was doing, or you are, And to be it with this geezer needs a right kick up the arse.
Yeah, I think he's being perhaps insensitive and unrealistic about people's situations. And I think, had he said, from September, it gives people a chance to save up, even if the rest of the family can chip in and help buy
there
a school jumper or something. I don't know.
There
it'll be interesting
go,
to see how it pans out, won't it, really?
It's as simple as that.
Okay.
Really? Right, I'll let someone else get on.
Yep.
Thank you both.
Me too. Nice to speak to you, Mark.
Thank you both.
Have a lovely day, both of you.
And you. Cheers now. Bye.
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 20 to 1. If you want to give us a call, you can. 240-666. 240-666. This is from Dee Dee. It's a simple matter of keeping school rules as a matter of discipline. As soon as you ignore breaches of rules that seem less important, more serious breaches will follow. This is the age of old matter of children's natural instinct to push the boundaries and challenge authority. If you've got anything you want to say on it, give us a call, 240-666. We'll be back in two ticks.
The Isle of Wight phone-in is powered by White Fibre. It's a fibre optic network, so you can rely on them to deliver the best in TV, broadband and phone services at an affordable price. Visit www.whitefibre.com.
Internet connection sounding like this? Cripes! Jolly well talk to White Fibre. They're the island's first fibre optic broadband supplier. That's right, sir. A local company with technical support in cows. And listen to this spiffing offer. This month, new customers can get the Fibre 10 megabyte package with 3 months free anytime calls, plus line rental and broadband, installation and a wireless router, all completely free. Terms and conditions apply. Remember,
whitefibre.com. As the nation's leading first aid charity, we at St John Ambulance believe nobody should die because they needed first aid and didn't get it. Yet only one in five of you would know what to do in the event of an emergency. So why not be the difference in your local community by volunteering with the St John Ambulance units at either Ryde or Newport? You'll learn life-saving skills which could be the difference between life and death.
Moving house? Need a van for the day? Value Rent-A-Car offer a full range of vans, from a small Suzuki Hi-Jet van through to a 3,500kg jumbo Luton vans. All their vans can be driven by any person holding a full standard UK driving licence and over the age of 25 years old. Value Rent-A-Car's prices include fully comprehensive insurance, contract fees and unlimited mileage. There are no hidden extras apart from the fuel you use. Value Rent-A-Car are based in Sandown on the Isle of Wight and have a secure online booking service. Log on to www.value-rentacar.co.uk or phone on 01983 401 333. That's 01983 401 333.
Whitesight, here's how it works. You need glasses? Visit an optician, then bring your prescription along to the friendly team in Cross Street Ryde. White Sight is a boutique shop selling budget to designer frames and sunglasses, stockists of Dior, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Ray-Ban and many more. They are an independent retailer, so you can shop locally for first-class service and great glasses. You'll be spoilt for choice. Either visit them in Cross Street Ryde or check out www.whitesight.co.uk.
Better White Fibre, the local fibre optic broadband supplier. Challengers to beat your current deal.
WhiteFibre.com.
This is Vectis Radio. You can follow us on Twitter, Vectis Radio IOW.
The Isle of Wight phone in is powered by White Fibre. Their network is fibre optic and designed to bring you a high speed broadband service. Visit www.whitefibre.com.
So the story goes, after school skirts were deemed too short, trousers too tight and shoes unsuitable, parents have slammed an Isle of Wight school after scores of pupils were sent home or put in isolation. Following the introduction of a zero-tolerance approach to uniform at Ryde Academy by Principal Dr. Rory Fox, police were called after an angry exchange between parents and teachers this week. So that's the reason why the police were called. There were angry exchanges from people that we're assuming that, you know, on their uppers, struggling financially to find the money to buy a new uniform 4 weeks before the end of term. Although the warning was apparently sent out in May, which would have been the best part of a month ago. And what else have we got here that we've got to read out? Because this has come to light. After school skirts were deemed too short, the headline. After school skirts were deemed too short. Have I cut and pasted the wrong story here to put up on my screen? I think I have. There's the story of young girls that have been they've been put under peer pressure to wear a miniskirt or try and have their skirt as short as they can possibly get it. That's what came out today. It didn't come out yesterday. It didn't come out the day before. And obviously this was a national newspaper. And I ask again, who tipped off the national papers? Is it really a national paper story? It's not really. Someone's obviously wanting as much publicity as they can possibly get from this. And I think that's a little sad. Because I just think it's a storm. My own view is it's a storm in a teacup, but it won't be a storm in a teacup for those people that are really affected by it, i.e. those people that have to now shell out X amount of money. So let's see if we can pull up the story. Computer's now frozen, which is great. Froze this time yesterday. And I just want to pull these details up. I also want to read you some messages from certain people that have messaged in from around the country. There's been some local stuff on it, and there's been some national stuff as well. Let me just read you some of the local stuff. This was on Facebook. We put this on Facebook yesterday. These are from mums and fathers. Emma Lawrence says, this is why the school kids are failing GCSEs, because staff care more about the uniforms instead of teaching them. Carol Dilly says, as long as they are in school learning, that's all that really matters, isn't it? And Amanda Lewis says, what's happened at RA, Ryde Academy, happened at Carisbrook College last year, sending children home aged 9 and 10 upwards without consensual notification for the parents, which in beforehand is unacceptable. What on earth would have happened if one of those children had been involved in an accident en route home? The parents received a text message 2 hours later. Totally unacceptable. Phil says, stupid to enforce it now. I get this. It sounds really stupid to enforce it now. It just sounded like, you know, this guy's gone in towards the end of term. We're going to change things. This is how it appears for us, people that are looking from the outside, inside, making out to make a name for himself. I don't know. Was this ongoing? By all accounts, this law was in place three years. They now choose to adhere it, 6 weeks before the end of term? They could have waited until September, couldn't they? I mean, ask yourself this, why now? Is it flexing your muscles? Has it been an ongoing problem and it's only just come out? This is the other story that broke today. After school skirts were deemed too short, trousers too tight and shoes unsuitable, parents have slammed an Isle of Wight school after scores of pupils were sent home. Following the introduction of zero tolerance approach from Ryde Academy by Principal Dr. Rory Fox, police were called to an angry exchange of words. Now, I think I've pulled up the wrong story again, because there is a follow-on from this, and I asked the question, was this actually out there to start off with, or has this just come out? Because if it's just come out, it makes it even more interesting, doesn't it? It's a bit like the analogy we used last year, where the lady went shopping, okay, she goes shopping, and she's got headphones on, and the lady refuses to serve her. And the headline was, Lady refuses to serve lady with headphones on. And most of us went, hang on a minute, good on you for doing it, because most of us think it's rude. Okay, but the story was, because when they went deeper, the story was she turned up and she apologised because she had the headphones in, and the woman said, well, it is company policy. And she said, well, I didn't realise it was company policy. And on the way out, she went to see the PR team and she said, look, I apologise, I didn't realise it was company policy to not be served or to have headphones in whilst being served by one of your checkout girls. And they said it wasn't policy. That's what she had the issue with. But they didn't tell you that in the newspaper until a couple of days afterwards. That's the point that I'm trying to make now. There's lots of stuff that are coming out now that maybe should have come out at the beginning. So let's see if we can find this this story. Girls were feeling uncomfortable. That was the term that was used. Girls were felt uncomfortable. The new head has told Ryde parents over the controversial U-turn policy. Peer pressure is being blamed for a controversial uniform crackdown, okay, and this was stringently enforced at Ryde Academy just a few weeks before the end of term. In a letter to parents this week, published on the Ryde Academy website, head teacher Rory Fox said, we have a number of female students who have recently said they are coming under peer pressure to wear their skirts shorter than they feel comfortable. It is not fair that girls should be made to feel uncomfortable when they are just following the correct uniform policy. We have therefore decided to act at this point in time to correct uniform issues. It goes on to say Mr. Fox has used the letter to tell parents that children who use uniform do not meet the policy will be taught separately under exam conditions and with lunch breaks similar to those applied to during exams. He also warns that parents whose children are absent without authorisation, they may face fines. However, he also says when parents have removed their children in order to resolve the uniform issues, the school is using its discretion not to seek a fine. Parental concerns. Parents have said that they are concerned that the policy is being brought in just weeks before the end of the school summer term, and they are questioning the way it's being enforced, claiming messages are confusing. See, I think when, I mean, this is me. Maybe I'm an old fart when it comes down to it. I'll be 50 next year. I never had a daughter. I had a son. And, you know, I would just, I mean, I can only assume that I may feel a little bit uncomfortable with my daughter going out with a skirt halfway up her thigh. Okay? Now, I don't know why. Maybe a parent, maybe a dad could phone us with a daughter and see how they feel. Is it acceptable now? Because let's be honest, things have changed so much, and they have. I mean, since I was last at school, they've changed dramatically. We heard the story earlier on about tattoos. Okay, you know, people having tattoos, they didn't get a job. Keith was telling the story, he went for an interview at Tesco. Ironic. He went for a job at Tesco. He didn't get the job because he had tattoos. Now, that would probably be more acceptable than it was back then, because now everyone's got tattoos. Well, I say everyone, I say most people have got tattoos. It's become acceptable. It's almost become, well, it has, it's become acceptable to swear more. You know, lots of people swear in public on Facebook, and they do. They swear in public, and they really go to town, use them, you know, what I feel is probably awful language out in public for young kids to see. I don't think that that should happen. But it's almost like become acceptable. Or has it? we just put up with it? Is it an exception, or do we just put up with it? And I say, these things are happening, and they're changing all the time. And what we need is someone to grab hold of the whole shebang and say, right, here's the rules from now on. Hi, who's this?
Sorry, mate, I said I wouldn't ring back. I just listened to what you said, that statement that you put out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, to me, is a load of rubbish.
In what way?
Well, in the way that they're under peer pressure. When we was all at school, Ian, we was all under peer pressure, weren't we? Yeah?
Refresh my memory, Mark, because my childhood is very clear in my mind, and I probably wouldn't have even understood peer pressure back in 1978 when I was at school.
But do you think the kids do now?
But what makes I think it's everything's highlighted in such a way now. Everything is out there for everybody to see. There aren't any secrets, are there? I mean, you know, peer pressure now is.
You've probably got three girls who have got the amp. Three ugly fat birds who have got the amp and gone, they're trying to make us like, oh, we fill out a place. So that, you know what I mean? It's an absolute, this fella really needs to get shot. He needs a bullet out of that skull. They're there to teach. That's it. At the end of the day.
Then if we ignore those, I mean, and we can only assume that it's three, we are hearing that peer pressure is blamed for the controversial uniform policy clampdown. How many? We don't know. There aren't
That's
any facts and figures there.
But
even if it was just one, it's pretty awful that one person feels that way, isn't it? And we should listen to them.
So the minority rule the majority.
But that's the thing, you see. These newspapers, these people that are putting the facts out there, they haven't given us those facts, so we don't know and we can't judge, can we? We don't know how many it is.
Nor of the school. If he turned round and said, I've had 100 pupils complain, or I've had 5 pupils complain, how many kids in this school?
I really wouldn't know. I would imagine being, I was going to call it a high school, but it's not. It's an academy there. I would imagine they've got to have at least 1,000 plus.
Right, say 1,000 plus.
Yeah.
And you've got 5 kids moaning.
Yeah, but...
All I'm saying is just say, you got 5 kids moaning. How many times did your Tom go to school with his tie sort of undone, all half down his belly and whatnot?
He didn't have to wear a tie.
On or, yeah?
He didn't have to wear a tie.
Well, what I'm saying is, you see the kids going to school at Sandown, yeah? With the girls, with their things all short. The boys walking along, they wore a tie. It was halfway down by their belly button.
If you had the choice, and this is when it comes down to it, I think we're skating around the issue.
I like discipline.
Yes.
You know I like discipline.
Answer this question, though. If you could decide, right, you are Lord God of all, and you decide how we're going to wear a miniskirt aged 13 and 14, do you A, go for above the knee, B, do what you like, or C, below the knee?
I would say a skirt just above the knee, that's it.
That's acceptable.
Boys, in your trousers, not all your bits hanging out all tight and whatnot. In your normal trousers, that's it. White shirt, tie, jacket. Girls, the same. Simple.
Okay, it's interesting. And I say, because all it wants is for someone to say, right, okay, this is the way that this is what's acceptable, what's not. Now today, is it? It's not the Epsom Derby; it's the other one, isn't it? There's some big Ascot race meeting, isn't it? It was Ascot, yeah. And that, I watched it today with interest. The news that if you were, because it's Ladies' Day, isn't it?
Well, usually Ladies' Day, yeah. But if you're a bloke and you walk in the wrong suit, you can't get in.
And equally, if you're a lady now,
yeah,
and you walk in with straps or strapless,
not allowed in.
You're not allowed in either.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see that we can sort of, you know, say, right, okay, this is acceptable, this not, this isn't, and yet we go back to school and we say, well, this is where you should be learning as much discipline as you possibly can, and yet when it comes down to dress sense, there isn't.
This is what I'm saying. The timing of this is all wrong, isn't it?
It is.
The timing of it is absolutely wrong. Now, this fella should have known that. He should have known he's putting people under pressure.
The bottom...
You know what I mean? He's in... Right, this is his job.
Yeah.
This is his job, and he's getting paid to do it. Would you run your company like that?
No, because let's be honest. All he's done is antagonise, and he's upset a lot of people. Let's be honest. Let's be completely honest. Bottom line, if he'd have put something in place now, by the way, in September we are cranking down on this. We're stamping down. Next term, we are saying that you and basically put those rules out there from September. We wouldn't have had this phone in. It wouldn't have been in the newspapers. We wouldn't have been upset. Someone has taken this story. It may be the teacher in place. We may have to blame him, but somebody has escalated it for a reason. And I look at it and I think, yeah, someone's, all they're doing is just playing with people's minds and lives. And at the end of the day, I've said it already, the press will clear off and leave you with the mess. They won't have highlighted the big issue.
What did you say about this man's judgment to do it now? This geezer's head of the school, looking at your kids, running your kids. What does it say about his judgment now?
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would imagine that people are now saying, the majority of people would probably agree that if he hadn't, been so heavy-handed and right, it's going to happen now, we wouldn't have had all these issues and upset people. We wouldn't have had a phone in either.
Exactly, well, you wouldn't have done.
No.
You wouldn't have had me giving you the ump all day.
I ain't right. Got the ump at all.
With that, I'm off.
All right, thanks for your
all
contribution.
Right,
cheers, mate. Bye. And on that note, we'll just leave it there because it's absolutely true. If he hadn't done what he did, we wouldn't have got an hour's entertainment out of it. But the sad thing is that we shall continue to highlight the fact that there are people out there that are struggling on their uppers and using food banks. You know, we will continue to do that. Whereas those newspapers that are involved in all of this would have had their 5 minutes of fame and selling the papers and so on and so forth, and they would have moved on to the next unfortunate victim.